Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sports Inside Angle, where we're always on time, never behind. So tonight, we've got breaking news. Let's jump right on into it. So before I actually give you the news about the first big baller brand settlement, what I want to do is kind of lay a foundation, because over the last couple of weeks, I've been hearing a lot of hate on one end, and I've also seen a resurgence of the ball fan group. Like, just, you know, it's gone pandemonium. And then it goes from actually liking the group and supporting them to becoming a bit delusional, and just you just become a groupie at some point. And me, I always try to keep things in the middle of the road and try to be as objective as possible about the information that I'm disseminating, and also about where I stand in between Big Baller Brand and just business in general, and just the truth, man, and what's real and what's not. And so with that being said, we need to stop calling ourselves or listening to people that call themselves fans, because a fan is a single-minded person and is also identified as an extremist. And sometimes these people really have a funneled vision, and therefore they can't really give you information that's not watered down or one-sided or one-minded, as it is in the definition. So let's be careful about who we're listening to or how we're putting out information to others. Okay? And so you have to really use your mind when you're siphoning through information on the internet, or, you know, YouTube, Facebook, wherever, and you want to find truth. And everybody's saying they have facts, and then you have, you know, everybody's voicing an opinion. But in reality, there's only one truth. There's only one set of facts. And so today I'm going to lay out some facts, and these are going to be all true. And you can go and, you know, if you don't believe what I'm saying, you know, you just do your own homework, and then you'll find out that there's a real truth, there's a altered truth, and then there's a one-sided, you know, just a bunch of, you know, hoop nanny and groupie talk. Then you also just have haters who can't hear anything, and all they can talk about is negativity. And I'm the person that's going to clear all the smoke back. Then we're going to talk about the settlement, and then we'll move forward with what's coming next. Okay, so you want to stay tuned. First of all, everybody that's sitting around talking about LaVar Ball as a bad guy, or he is the sole responsibility for Alonzo Ball, LaMelo, Angelo's, whatever their shortcomings are, or whatever, you know, struggles, or whatever they're whatever issues they're having, everybody's putting that on LaVar. So what I want to do is, first of all, I want to flip the coin on that, and let's go give him credit for a lot of the things that he has done. Now, first of all, we want to salute him, number one, for going out, finding a wife, getting married, purchasing a home for his family, raising his sons, and then relishing this idea of building a company around them, giving them a career, giving them an opportunity to change their lives and to change the family name, you know what I mean, to uplift the family name. So you have to give this man credit for that. You cannot take that away from him. He also trained these guys, and he put them out there on the court on a day-to-day basis. He put them in the position to be exposed. He put them in the position to win at these lower levels. And hey, he definitely did a lot of the marketing, a lot of the hyping, and he was the voice, you know what I'm saying, the gab behind the Big Baller Brand, which I believe, and I know for sure, if he hadn't have done a lot of the verbal, you know, going out interviewing and, you know, some of the other things that he was doing, that the Big Baller Brand would not have grown as fast as it did. Now, what people don't know, even though they had a F rating, Big Baller Brand at its peak did over $7 million in a fiscal year. So these guys were definitely on a roll. They had $30 million worth of press from an interview that LaVar did. And, you know, he was the voice. So let's not take that away from LaVar. Then we can flip the coin back over and say, well, in that case, if LaVar gets most of the credit for Lonzo and LaMelo making it into the NBA, he also has to take on some of a huge portion of the credit for whatever the downfalls are in their games, in their careers. I mean, it's just that simple. So first of all, this is where I'm going. This is the one of the first things I'm going to touch on. LeVar preaches family, brand, ownership, and things of that nature. But the real fact is that Lonzo Ball does not own 1% in Big Baller Brand. LaMelo Ball never has, never will own 1% of the Big Baller Brand. LiAngelo Ball does not, has not, will not own 1% of the Big Baller Brand. Now, for me, I feel like if you're preaching ownership and you want to create entrepreneurs, then you have to give them that opportunity. But the real reason why LeVar wasn't able to actually do those things is because LeVar didn't finance the Big Baller Brand. It was financed by someone else. So he couldn't give them percentages because the percentages weren't his to give. And especially to younger kids. Now, I know people are going to say, you know, the parents did own 33% each, which averages out to 66. And, okay, so it's still in the family. They were going to get that money. All right, let's dive into that very, very quickly now. And the reason I'm diving into a little bit of these different things is because as we proceed down the wormhole here this evening, I want you all to understand why I'm taking you in this direction. Because I have no hate in my heart toward the Big Baller Brand. I definitely want to see them win. I mean, I still hope they win, you know what I'm saying? And I still support the boys and whatever they have going on. But I have to state the facts. All right. So as we move forward, we look at the first facts that none of the boys have any ownership in the Big Baller Brand. Never have. Now, well, Lonzo had his name on the paperwork from the very beginning as a placeholder until everything, all the paperwork and stuff was finished. But he never owned the company while it was a functioning entity. He never was an owner of that company. Now, moving forward, Alan Foster was moved out of the company for apparently stealing $1.5 million. Now, if Alan was really the sole problem for the Big Baller Brand, or let's just say the biggest problem in the Big Baller Brand, then why is it after his exit, the boys decide to take an exit as well? A little bit, something for you to think about. Let's just take these nuggets here. Now, of course, you're saying LiAngelo is still with the company. That's because he doesn't have a job. He doesn't have the same opportunities available to him as Lonzo and LaMelo. Well, Lonzo really doesn't have a lot of those opportunities that LaMelo has because he hasn't had an opportunity to show himself. So everything that they're banking on him is potential and what he can do going forward. So that's just something to think about, because if my father had created a company and he had a bad business partner and I was in business with my dad, that would not warrant me to then leave my dad into a business all by himself when the catalyst of the business is me and my brothers. You see what I'm saying? So there's no way I would leave my brother in the midst, leave my father in the midst of him creating a business based on me and my brothers, unless me and my father weren't seeing eye to eye and there was some type of problem between me and my father. So, excuse me, take this jacket off here, get a little warm, just getting in. So that's kind of like the first thing I wanted to touch on, to kind of give you guys a sense of what's going on behind the scenes. I have sources that are very, very close to the Ball family. Some may even be in the family, you know what I'm saying? And there is a little bit of internal uproar from what I'm hearing in between the family and things that are going on. So let's move it forward. Also, after the Big Baller brand made a statement, or the articles and stuff started coming out about Allen apparently or allegedly stealing some money from them. I keep saying apparently, but it's allegedly stealing some money from them. The general manager of the Big Baller Warehouse, a guy named Bryant, I won't give out his last name, but people who are inside, they know the guy's name was Bryant, and he sent out an email to LeVar and the family accusing them of lying, accusing them of not doing their due diligence in order to find if the money was stolen or not. Also, this man submitted a legal document to the courts of California after Lonzo and LeVar sued Allen Foster. He sent this in, and he's able to be subpoenaed, and he's also forwarded all the receipts through a Dropbox, and it's been verified and timestamped. That's going to be coming to the light very soon. So just be prepared for the bricks to come tumbling down. Okay. Another thing, Lonzo Ball, once again, has no stake in the Big Baller brand. No stake. So what would give him the audacity to sue somebody in a company he doesn't own? That means somebody else coerced him into doing so. Okay? So let's just think about that for a moment. You don't own this company, but then some kind of way you feel entitled enough wherein by you then go and sue a guy who supposedly stole $1.5 million from a company that you don't own. That doesn't even make sense. So in my feelings here, this is not a fact. This is a feeling, what I'm going to tell you now. Everything I've said prior to this was facts. What I feel is he was coerced by his father to be a part of this thing. Because when it goes bad, who's left holding the bag? All right, moving on, man. Moving on. It's getting real. And I know people don't want to hear this because they support the Big Baller brand, and so do I. But I have to tell the truth. Now, let's jump into the breaking news that's about to shake this whole thing up. But first of all, what it's going to do is it's going to open up Pandora's box. Here's the first key to Pandora's box. So as everybody knows, Allen Foster was a part owner of Big Baller Brand. Now, a source close to the family, basically a family member, contacted me and has informed me that Darren Demo has settled with Allen Foster. That's right. Allen Foster created an LLC consulting company called MMC, okay, which was a marathon consulting company, which was 50-50 owned by Allen Foster and Darren Moore. The reason the company was created was to allow Darren to be able to collect consulting fees for his portion of the work that he was doing on Ball in the Family. He was giving information. He was doing different things. He was helping with setting up scenes and ideas. So Allen, being a mastermind in some ways, found a way to give Darren a position. Now, when everything went bad, according to some of the documents, what Darren went in and did was he snatched all the paper, a couple of hundred bands, out of an account. Okay? A couple of hundred thousand, somewhere around the 325 mark. And what he did was he wasn't supposed to be able to take all of that money because half of it was allocated to Allen Foster. Okay? Now, also, what we don't want to forget in the midst of all of this is everything that Ball and the family, everything that Ball owns is still owned 33% by Gregory Allen Foster. I mean, so the Ball in the Family show, 7 seasons. They're in the 6th season, 1 more season left. The Big Baller Brand Apparel Merchandise Company, BSG Ball Sports Group, which was a sports management company, and Media Business, 33% Allen Foster. So everything that LeVar is continuing to do, everything that's going on that's being generated is 33% Allen Foster, even to this day. Okay? Now, I also want to touch back on some things that, because I just want to open your minds up to being kind of aware and ready for what's about to happen. Because there's going to be a lot of people who are going to get their feelings hurt, and it's going to be a lot of exposure. Okay? So now Darren Moore has settled. Cash will be in accounts. He will have to forward cash. He also, this is another big bombshell, he has also agreed to witness and cooperate against the Ball family. That's right. He has agreed to cooperate, give all information, and be subpoenaed to be a witness on the stand against the Ball family. Okay? So we got a snitch that's going out. He's going to tell it all because he's already been held to the fire and had to have a settlement set up. If you think I'm lying, just watch as everything unfolds. I don't have any stake in this. I don't gain anything from it. The only thing I want to do is make sure that the people that are out here are telling the truth, and that folks who really want to know what's going on, besides for just jocking people and riding nuts, that people can actually know what's going on. Because the news is not going to tell you. And it's obvious now that the Ball fan love club is definitely not going to tell you. They're just going to ride all the high points. And that's fine. I'm going to ride high points, low points, and middle points. I'm going to get on all of them. Okay? So, Darren is now cooperating with the defense. Yeah. Because he got sued. He did not sue Allen, but he got sued and settled. So, he's a loser. What do you think about everybody else? Come on now. Come on. Also, let's not forget, the Big Baller Brand was saying that they had an FBI investigation going on. What happened to that? What happened to the FBI investigation? What happened? Yeah, I know what happened. Nothing. Because the FBI, when they do investigations, they do swift and thorough investigations. And had Allen Foster really done any of the stuff that's being claimed that he did, I'm pretty sure the FBI would have, number one, if not extradited him back to America, he would have not been able to get passports to move around the world as he may be doing now. On his videos, it looked like he's traveling everywhere. So let's keep it a hundo. Let's keep it real. The FBI does not play around like that. Anyway, let's move forward to the LaMelo Ball situation. Now, Melo Ball is getting ready to go into the NBA, and people are yelling and screaming for him to go to Detroit at this point, because that's where he's been hanging out, that's where he's been training at, and people think that's probably the most probable place that Jello would have an opportunity to get into the league.